Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's very important to keep local history alive, and I think one of the neat projects in doing that is kind of an all-school reunion involving the former New Windsor, Viola, and Winola High Schools. And Jim Robinson is involved in that. They're going to have another kind of all-class, all-school reunion coming up Saturday, June the 23rd at the former Woodhall Plaza at 6 p.m. Jim, the motivation behind this, is it, you know, to keep that local history, that local legacy alive?
It sure is. It sure is. And you know, it's a pretty good job being done on it. I mean, this started out as just the New Windsor folks, and then it morphed into the Winola folks when, you know, Winola became existed in 1953. So I can't tell you how far the first graduating class from New Windsor I went back, but we've had people, at least one person that I know of has been to at least 70 of these reunions, 70 plus. I can't remember the exact term, so it goes back a ways.
Yeah, in, you know, the history and the tradition, I know a lot of it we can elaborate on. I think like the great nicknames, New Windsor Norsemen and Viola Lumberjacks, and even the Winola Jets. And I don't know, like, if the nickname game, and maybe this is just me, I'm 51 years old, but, you know, like the, I don't know, we lose some of the luster from, like, the nicknames we go by year, man. I thought, you know, like the Lumberjacks, that's such a great nickname, and the Norsemen, that's such a great nickname. We have to keep that kind of stuff alive too, don't we? I mean, I don't know, the creativity to me seems not like it used to be.
Oh, I agree. I think you have to be sensitive to nicknames anymore too, more than we need to be, but yes, I agree.
Well, tell us a little bit about what, you know, the idea of keeping this alive and kind of doing this every year, and maybe some people in our listening audience haven't heard about this, but say, man, I'd like to get involved in this. So just a little bit about reacting to that.
It's nice to keep it alive and to have people get together every year. And I think there's a core group that, you know, has done this, and I think there's some others that more recent classes back in the 60s and 70s that maybe don't come to this as much as they could. We try to bring back, if somebody's celebrating a 50th reunion, we try to recognize them there, and that brings some back, and then when they do that, then they end up coming, you know, the next year after that. But I think there's a lot of people out there that may know it's been going on, or may not even know it's been going on, or if they know it's out there, maybe it doesn't apply to them, but it applies to anybody that, you know, is a New Windsor High School grad or a Winola High School grad. And it's every year, and they're welcome to come. I know one time I didn't think that it applied to me until the last 10 years or so. So I think there's others out there like myself, too.
Yeah, you're too young of a guy anyway, being a 1963 graduate. But as we wrap up here, you know, the one thing, and I guess you can just look at kind of the demographics of, like, this area of Western Illinois, right? There was New Windsor High School, right? There was Viola High School. Well, they merge and they become Winola High School. Winola High School no longer exists. It's now part of Sherrard High School, Sherrard School District. Now, I know you and I, as we sit here and talk, we understand why that occurs, because of declining population, declining enrollment. So we understand why that works, but it's, you know, when you kind of relive that, it is sad that you kind of lose the nuances of high schools in those small towns, right? But I mean, this kind of reunion celebrates that history.
Absolutely. And it's nice to go back there. I mean, we're having my particular class is having a reunion this year just for the class itself. And we tied it in this year to have it as the same weekend as this reunion. And I think the people out of our class that are going, there's going to be some in there that have never attended this before. And so they're going to be introduced to it. And we always like getting back together and talking about when it was one school. There was really a sense of community when you have, one or two towns that tie into a school.
So I was just curious, like, how many people would have been at last year's event? Do you remember?
You know, I wasn't there last year. Was there the year before. I had another commitment, but I'm gonna guess 80 to 100.
Yeah, that's a pretty good turnout, considering all things, time of year, and just trying to get everybody to together. So again, the next one will be June the 23rd, which is a Saturday, 6 p.m. at the Woodhall Plaza. Jim Robinson, long live the class of 1963 at Winola High School, and keep that legacy of New Windsor and Viola High Schools and Winola High Schools alive. It's a very important part of the Mercer County history, and have a good summer.
Okay, one other thing real quickly. I think there's some people attending this reunion this year that have attended in the past that think that they've missed a deadline for getting their money in. I think they felt, some of them felt yesterday was what was the deadline. That's not true. So, I mean, they can get their money in 3 days, before the reunion even starts. And if somebody even forgets, we'll take it the day of. So people that haven't come forward yet, please come forward. We'd like to see you there, and we'll have a good time.
And they can just contact you at the 798-3564 number. Is that the easiest way to get information?
Absolutely.
All right, Jim Robinson, thank you for joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.